This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
While Facebook was underperforming in New York but still creating instant millionaires in Silicon Valley, world leaders focused on the other end of the socioeconomic spectrum today. Ahead of the G8 summit this weekend, President Obama said the world's richest country has a moral obligation to lead the fight against hunger and malnutrition. He also said, though, that government can't do it alone and that he's lined up $3 billion from the private sector to help, which in turn raised a couple of eyebrows. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark explains.
First, Obama made the announcement about partnering up with companies like PepsiCo and Monsanto to lift 50 million people from poverty over the next decade. But as soon as he made it, he was already anticipating the follow-up question.
I know some have asked, in a time of austerity, whether this new alliance is just a way for governments to shift the burden onto somebody else. I want to be clear, the answer is no.
Gregory Adams with Oxfam says he hopes the president's right. He's one of the people who's concerned that recently there's been a push to get governments out of the way when it comes to food and agriculture problems in poor countries and let private investment solve them instead. That, Adams says, leaves some big gaps.
There are some very basic infrastructure functions that the private sector just has not shown that they can do by themselves. Things like agriculture extension services, roads, consistent water supply.
That said,
Raj Shah heads USAID for the Obama administration.
The private sector brings some incredibly unique technologies and business models that simply can't be replicated by public sector investment alone. Vodafone, for example, is committing to reach 500,000 small-scale farmers with SMS text-based services that would allow them to ascertain local market prices.
That helps farmers negotiate better deals at the market. Shah says the private efforts are meant to supplement the fight against global hunger, not replace it. But ultimately, that'll be up for the world leaders at the G8 conference this weekend to decide. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.